Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC coming up as we are live from the Black Raven Brewing Facility in lovely Woodinville, Washington.
Hell yeah, man.
20 years here on the Rock at KISW. Thank everyone for coming out. Time for a little random would you rather question. You guys ready to get involved?
Random.
Mike, who do we have out there ready to play a little
question? Sarah.
No idea just yet.
How about Sarah?
Sarah.
From the Migs.
From the Daily Miggs Morning Show.
Oh, see, Sarah, you do get to be on.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. What's up?
Daily Miggs Morning Show.
I'm so nervous all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous, man. Listen, hey, let me tell you something about Sarah. We did a cook-off with the morning show. We were there this morning. They were with us yesterday afternoon. And Sarah is remarkably incompetent in the kitchen.
And a lot of other things.
At least in the kitchen, as far as I know. But she made some bomb macaroni and cheese. I have absolutely no idea how. So, Sarah, thank you for actually making a good meal. That said...
You're welcome.
Me and my wife is very opposite of Sarah, but the one thing we always say, and this is the truth, I'm like, I cannot explain it, this woman is a ray of sunshine all the time. You can be in a bad mood, you can be in a good mood. If you see Sarah, man, the sun shines a little brighter, maybe because you're ridiculous. That could be it.
Yep. Okay. Sarah, you're the first contestant on our Would You Rather question.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. And by the way, your mac and cheese was delicious.
It was
really good.
I still don't believe that's your recipe, but it was delicious.
It was. I made it. It took me like 5 hours, but I did it.
I believe that you had help.
George watched me very intensely. Very intensely.
Shout out to George.
And he kept his mouth shut for the first time in your marriage.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know George. He's the chatty one.
Okay. So, Sarah, here is the would you rather question.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you live at home. You live with your father, correct?
Yes, and my husband.
Okay, and your husband. All right. Would you rather
this is gonna be bad.
Have a camera in your bedroom and your dad could watch you and George have sex every single time that you did? Or have a camera in your dad's bedroom and watch him have sex whenever he did.
This is so terrible.
Nope. The camera's in your room. I don't want to know what George
dad
does.
Dad can watch you, or you can watch dad.
So are you going to watch your dad have sex while playing some weird board game?
Yeah, there's dice involved when your dad has sex.
And I don't know where those dice go. Or... because they're kind of sphincter shaped. Yeah.
Easy.
Or would you rather him be able to watch you with your new husband in marital bliss?
Ooh. Okay. I feel like.
Is there anything you're afraid of as far as what you do that he might see?
Yes.
Everything.
Okay. Is there anything that you can give us a hint on?
Well, I feel like George and I are having sex way more, at least I hope so, than my father is.
Okay.
But wouldn't you be surprised at what he might be into?
Oh, gosh.
I can't see his fingers.
Oh.
Right. I didn't know that could go there.
Yep.
Look, man, for me, I'd rather my parents watch me have sex. I really would. I just...
because you don't want to be shown up by your dad?
Maybe. Maybe. I feel like with that.
I feel like everyone's dad's better than them, right?
It all comes down to my mom, dude.
To some degree.
My dad's a dude. I assume he's a freak. I think... well, no, as a dude, you're like, all right, right? So I don't want to know what else my mom might be down with, man. And I certainly don't want... I know that sounds horrible. I'd rather her say, Steven!
How many years have they been married?
They have been married for 61 years.
Ah!
Nice.
That means there is nothing in the bedroom they have not done. But I don't want to see it, man.
Okay. You ever seen somebody suck on the head of a crawfish?
God damn it, man. No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a slurp, right?
Yeah, it's a really getting in there, getting all the flavor.
Yeah. Sarah, have you ever been busted at home?
No, but I have busted my dad before.
Ew, man.
Yes, it was disgusting. Well, and also, you just brought up a great point, is my dad is kind of recently divorced, so yeah. I don't know
he's into
what,
it right now.
What new things he might be doing or
everything.
Not doing.
So did you walk onto the old game or the new game?
Does he what?
Your
who'd
mom?
You catch it with?
Oh, I caught it with my mom. Ah. I remember the position. I remember the moment.
What position?
No, that's how babies are made.
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to say it, but was I will say. In
was
the
he
kitchen.
Rolling dice in her back?
No. She was doing the most work, I'll say.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah, that's my mom for you.
That is his name.
All right. Okay, so would you rather question?
All right.
Would you rather have a camera in your room which showed a video of you every time you did your thing, or would you rather have that video in your bedroom of your father?
I hate both of these, and many of you are going to disagree with me, but I would rather there be a camera in his bedroom.
Ew, man!
I don't want him to see me doing all the things I do with my husband every day.
That's very exciting.
Every day.
Every
We're
day.
Trying to make a baby, so every day.
You're trying to make a baby? You know you have to have sex.
Yeah, I don't want to watch him. I know. Either way, I lose, I feel like, in this situation.
You definitely lose either way, yes.
It's a lose-lose.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah, I don't want to see
ladies and gentlemen,
my...
lovely Sarah from the Daily Mix Morning
Thank
Show.
Thank you. Thank you for that great question.
At least you are honest.
Yeah. Random.
All right, who wants to play? Come up and see Mike.
Come on.
Well, come on up here, guys. I don't have the plague, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
All right. Cowboy.
Oh, he's ready. He gave me a what I'd rather in mind for a sausage.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's giving it a lowdown.
Okay,
don't
cool.
Don't cuss. Don't say anything bad.
Don't curse.
All right. What do y'all got for me, gentlemen?
What is your name, sir?
My name is Luca.
Luca, where'd you come in from?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us for the 20th anniversary launch party.
Yeah,
of
man.
Course. We appreciate that. What do you do for a living?
So I am a mechanic at Audi Seattle.
Oh, you work on Audis?
Yes, sir.
So who's got the...
Audi Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
We know you're jingle, you sons of bitches.
So you deal with rich women?
Huh?
You deal with rich women?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's gotta be tough. Okay. Here is your question. Would you rather eat a stranger's poop once and be rich for the rest of your life? Or just continue living as is without ever eating someone else's poop.
And I don't know whose it is.
Nope. You don't know whose it is.
But when you're talking rich, what tax bracket?
Whichever one you want to be considered rich.
So I could be a billionaire, is what you're saying.
You could be a billionaire.
Work again. You couldn't spend the money.
That's right.
He's got to eat a turd.
All you
got
to do is eat a plate full of someone else's dung. And you could have the world.
Is it random? Like
random.
Yeah. Okay. Might you know what?
Might be a piece of corn in there.
Tell them to bring me my money, baby. Let's do it. Let's bring it. Let's bring it.
Eat that.
All right. All right, before we finish, I have one question for you because I was told to ask all three.
Yeah.
For you. Okay. Would you rather at random be turned into a woman or a lizard?
I gave you my answer outside, brother. I would be a woman so I can F myself.
He did say that verbatim.
Man, I'd be a lizard just because I have that tongue.
You know what? All right, cool.
But then you can only hook up with other lizards.
Sweet. Depends on the people, man.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. We'll take that. Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
For the record, I took woman, too. So I'd still party. I'd get a lot of free drinks.
Random.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, look at Joe Dredd in the house.
Hey! How are you guys doing?
Here's a 20-year listener to the men's room right now.
Yes, I met these guys 2 weeks before they went on the air. Fun to hang out with.
Yes. You doing okay? Everything good? You've got an OG rock shirt on.
FM 100, baby.
Joe, how old is that shirt? Seriously. How old is that shirt?
1 week.
One week.
Plus, I saw some ad on Facebook. It's like,
we sell them now.
This is the KSW I grew up with. So,
All right. So we're the ones who ruined it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
No These more guys from Maryland come in and screw up everything.
No more crocus for you. Now talk show. No.
Yeah. Double shot Tuesdays out.
Exactly. Look out. No more YNT or kicks.
Okay.
Manitoba, Metallica. Joe Dredd. Would you rather sneeze out your ass or fart always out your nose where you could taste it?
It's a question for all of you too before you ooh.
Would you rather?
No, so it's always?
So every time it comes out, you know, the backside, and every time you fart, it comes out your nose.
Well, I have to smell my own farts anyway, and actually they're relatively okay. But
no, they're not.
I have sneezed out my butt before, and that's a mess. I think I would rather fart out my nose.
Ew!
Make it simple.
So we're at dinner.
Well, so I will fart out my nose, but then I'll blow it towards someone.
I'm the exact opposite. I would rather sneeze out of my ass.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Joe. By the way, real quick. Thank you. You, as far as our Red Festivals over the years, Almost Human, you guys came out. You guys have played for us. You've always been a loyal, just absolute, just champion of the show. We want you to know how much we appreciate you as a listener, how much you guys and your band have done for us in entertaining all of us. So just want you to know, thank you, man. We really appreciate you. We love you very much.
Real quick, man, sneeze out of your ass or fart out of your nose? Sneeze out of your ass, how many people? There's one dude back there just shaking his head like, nope. How many people would rather fart out of their nose? Really? I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
I know it's hypothetical.
The
it does not make sense to me. I'd rather sneeze out of my butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Mike, who's up next here on the random would you rather question?
We have Dennis up here coming up next.
What is it, Dennis?
Dennis. Good
gentlemen.
To see you again.
Just so you guys know, we see Dennis almost every goddamn day at the bus stop in front of our building.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going home from work, man. Why are these guys? I
mean, angrily. Mad about somebody who messed up an IT and ruined his life. How dare they be so stupid?
Hey, quick shout out, by the way, for Jolene. It's good to hear you back on the airways of KSW.
Yeah,
it's
great Jolene, to have Jolene now. Absolutely.
We've seen it for a while.
We were talking about Jolene today. I believe our own Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, had a nice phone conversation with her as well.
Right,
where is Ryan Castle? Did we lose him?
I mean, depending on your version of lose, he's around. Probably in a car in the parking lot. Let's go with this one.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, you know, you.
You know Castle, man.
You can do your, if you have a secret boyfriend, you got to, you know, hook up when you can. Okay, Dennis.
I don't keep my guy in secret.
Would you rather have a lisp for the rest of your life or be cross-eyed?
Or what now?
Be cross-eyed.
Lisp or cross-eyed? You got to live with it.
I can quote the sage Richard Carpenter when I say, and yet we've just begun.
Okay.
I would rather lisp.
Really?
You're going with the lisp.
Man.
He worked for Richard Carpenter.
I'd rather be cross-eyed, but to be fair, I always wear dark shades, so you might not know. The lisp, you cannot hide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could never work at a steakhouse.
Ted, will you please? Legendary 20-year story about the time that you and your, uncle went to Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, so we go to an Outback. This is 25 years ago. So Outback was like the highest level of restaurant we'd been to. And the poor woman serving us at Outback Steakhouse had a lisp. And part of their thing is they have like 17 specific spices and everything that they put on their steaks. And then my uncle kept asking her questions about soda, different steak fries, any S word he could get in there. Like, can you run down the salad? So this poor girl had to sit there and go, we have Caesar salad, your Cobb salad. This went on for like 10 minutes. Like, why are we harassing this poor girl? But yeah, the lisp in a steakhouse is tough. Sorry to my lispers out there. You know I love you.
Random. All right, who do we got, random, man? Random.
What's your name, sir?
What's up, guys? I'm Ian.
Ian, where are you from?
Lake Stevens, Washington.
All right, very good. What do you do?
What's that?
What do you do for a living?
I work for the city. I do maintenance.
Oh, so you're taking care of everybody?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, we
appreciate that. I pick up people's poop.
What do you mean? You're
I pick up people's poop in parks.
Oh, no.
All right. All right.
Now, what is that specific?
That's good to know that there so many people poop in parks, there's a job for it.
Okay.
not specifically poop. I also do other stuff.
Is it dog poop or is it people poop?
People poop.
And do you have like a pressure washer?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I called in one time about an opiate S in a park.
Yeah.
If you guys remember.
Okay. That's horrible.
You're more enthusiastic about the job than I would be.
You have seen some large turds.
A couple times.
Okay. What is the biggest turd you've ever seen?
It was Mondo. It was...
Mondo.
It was big.
Like one of the Mission burritos.
Yeah.
I should ask Derek and Sawyer from Pinky's Plumbing about this later, but the biggest one you've ever seen, was it through a bench? Was it by itself? Was it on the side of a tree? How did they birth this giant?
It was right next to a door, and, I mean, bigger than a football.
Bigger than a football.
It was big. It was a massive
mound. Did you take a picture of it?
I sadly did not.
Okay.
But I think my work phone would appreciate not having that picture on it.
That's a good call.
Okay.
By the way, Miles, we got to give some love up in Lake Stevens to Tom Thumb. They've been a big supporter of the show and always have the beer in there. Tom Thumb.
Yeah. They got the beer.
They've always been a
All right, man.
Okay.
Also, they still have Ola Days.
Oh, do they?
Yes. No way.
They still have Ola Days.
No get down way. Here. Drink yes. some of them. We got the water.
I got some right here, right now.
Why doesn't Black Raven still have that?
That's they do. It's very,
they
very
good. Drink it. Black Raven has they do. Man.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, I'm getting one of those four out of here. I had no idea they still had a lot.
Yes.
Okay. I think we just found out.
All right. Would you rather masturbate using a hand puppet?
Yes.
What puppet?
Kermit?
Yeah, nice.
Or with a picture of your naked mom on the ceiling.
Can you wait? The second one, real quick. What was the second one?
A picture of your naked mom on the ceiling. You can either use a hand puppet, Elmo, Kermit the Frog.
I'll take Kermit.
You'll take Kermit.
To me, this is an equal one.
He said it before, but it's not easy being green.
Good job, I'm there, taking Kermit. The hand puppet, man.
Oh my God. Black Raven and Woodville, we doing okay? Everybody all right? All right, kind of we're going to drink a toast with the shot of the day. Live from our 20th anniversary lager launch party, you are listening to The Men's Room.
From the Pinky's Plumbing Studio, you're in The Men's Room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Black Raven Brewery and Woodville, how was everyone doing? Everybody good? Having a good time? 20 years on the rock. We do have a lot of thank yous to make this show possible. First of all, over 20 years through various incarnations and various people, we want to thank our entire promotion staff, anyone that has ever worked with us over the years, whether it's been days of paint in the grass, Red Festival back in the day, everything we've ever done from Live Day to the Roast of Steve Miggs, and our current promotion director, Kayla, who has done an excellent job, an awesome job, and has hooked us up, along with Phil and Patrick, our engineering crew here. They make all this stuff possible. So it's very important that you know every person that's been a street teamer along the way. We don't remember you all because you were young and we were drunk. But we want to thank you for that. Also, one thing that we definitely want to tell you guys is that as much as we get away with murder sometimes, it's very important that we stay true to our roots. And one of the things that we determined when we launched the beer initially, started all this stuff, is that we needed someone to give back to. And because of Ted's father, we stumbled upon the Fisher House, which is an amazing organization, which is true to Ted's dad and his life.
Yeah, awesome.
And
they get, and we, you know, we talked about it all the time. The Fisher House constantly gets rated high ratings from some of the organizations. Unfortunately, for veterans, don't put enough of the money back. whereas the Fisher House does. Everybody that's out here that's drank the beer, drinking the new version of the beer, or drank the beers over the years. I mean, there's three Fisher Houses in the Puget Sound area because of you guys. I mean, it's massive, and it does a great thing.
When we started here, there were two. Because of you guys, there are now three.
That's not a joke, man. You drink enough beer, they built another house to take care of the veterans.
And what they did was, cheers to that, right? And what they did was they allocated that money. They allocated that money to other veteran organizations on the Fisher House and other markets where they didn't have the budget for it.
To put this into perspective, just so you understand, man, and I'm not throwing like the government under the bus, it's not that, but Congress every year has a certain amount of money that they put toward the Fisher Houses across the country, and it's a decent amount of money. In the first year that we launched the beer, you guys raised more money than Congress allocates for Fisher Houses,
for their budget, for their budget on the year.
Okay. Understand that about yourselves,
and the,
man.
And the back up what I was saying earlier, the Fisher House, right? Like, look, we work in radio. We know ratings matter. for 20-plus years, Fisher House Foundation has earned Charity Navigator's top 4-star rating. Yeah. Fewer than 1% of charities achieve 20-plus consecutive 4-star ratings.
Let's go! And so,
let's go!
We're talking about the Fisher House. If you don't know, the Fisher House operates like a Ronald McDonald House at veterans' hospitals across the country. The idea is this, okay? So, you have a loved one. You have a military service member, an active duty member, a veteran, all right? They need a specialized surgery. Something has gone, unfortunately, not in the right direction. What the organization does is give them a home so that the family members can stay and support them while their loved ones are going through a pretty difficult time in their life. So instead of sleeping in cars, if you're from Indiana and your family has a situation at JBLM where they're in a hospital, the Fisher House supplies a place for them to live and a place for them to help support their family members in a time of need.
So, and these houses are excellent. It's not like a college dormitory. We were stunned by how well the money is spent and how wonderful everything they do is, man. So thank you guys and congratulate yourselves on doing that, man.
So
you might not know what a big deal you're doing, but you are doing a very, very outstanding thing.
And we have great partners. We got hooked up with the San Juan Salsa Company, right?
Oh, yeah.
They make some of the best salsa you've ever tasted in your life. They made a special salsa for us, the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa. That goes to the Fisher House as well.
Dip responsibly.
We also hooked up with Uli at Uli's Famous Sausage. Man, you want to talk about the king of cool? That is Uli. Uli is the baddest ass
cool
mofo.
And scary, man.
Yeah, he is just, I mean, he is straight to the point. His sausage is no BS. He makes it. He is a master craftsman. So we now have the Men's Room beer bra with the Black Raven IPA, Men's Room IPA, inside the bra. That also goes to our friends at the Fisher Houses. By the way, the Woodenville Cut Shop outside, they are hooking up those brats. So if you haven't had one yet, go outside and taste the deliciousness. We can vouch for the Woodenville Cut Shop.
Yes, we can.
Cut Shop's a great bar, and they're out there grilling them up. I had a sausage earlier today. Yeah.
So whenever you drink a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven or the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can, have a sausage, have some salsa, just know that's going to our friends at the Fisher House. So we hope that you understand that and how much that means to us personally, as it's definitely affected us, and we've seen the good the Fisher House can do, and that means so much to us. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. Time for more of the Would You Rather
Random. By the way, the Pinkies guys are multiplying. Now there's three of them in these crazy suits. They're all over the place. All right, hang on. We got something.
Yeah, real quick, Miles. Yes. Real quick. I know that we're about to get back into the random would you rather question. We are currently in the Pinkies Plumbing studio, correct? And we have our friends at Pinkies Plumbing here.
Oh, yeah.
Give Pinkies some love. Look at these guys. They look awesome.
You were talking about the Fisher House just a second ago. Would you like to tell them yourself? Naomi? Me? Get on over here. Quick announcement real fast.
So we do a lot for Toys for Tots and other charities, but on behalf of Pinky's Plumbing, we'd like to donate $1,000 to the Fisher House.
Wow!
That is how it is done, man. Yes.
That is awesome.
I kind of figured that was a good reason to interrupt this.
That's a great reason. I'm just shocked they have money left over after they bought these suits.
Yes. On behalf of the men's room's 20th anniversary, congratulations. Y'all are just amazing people, and you do amazing things, and we appreciate you.
Nice.
Thank you, man.
By the way, seriously, if you ever have anything going on with your plumbing issues, call Pinkies. These guys are honest. They know their crap. They'll get the job done. They will not screw you over, and that's hard to find in any industry when you're trying to take care of your home.
I'm going to challenge them with my daughter. He dropped turds like a trucker.
But, dude, not only that, like, people that work for Pinkies like working there. Like, they treat their staff correctly. Like, yeah, it's like a great, great company.
Yeah.
No S. Okay. I'm worried about this one already, Mike.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah. I am. Yeah. It's a tall drink of water. Yeah. Her shirt says something dirty if she folds it up. Okay. Just could be trouble.
You guys remember Bree from our last live broadcast?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Hey, Ted.
Oh, hey, Bree.
Oh, Bree.
See, that's loaded Bree. Already.
How many events have you been to that we've done?
Oh, I think this is like the fifth or sixth.
All right.
It's a lot easier when you guys come out to Bremerton.
Look,
we know.
That's obviously a fact.
It's nice out there. Yeah, Susie is one of my besties. I love her.
By the way, the 884 Pub in Bremerton.
They've
got the 20th anniversary
lager from
Black Raven on tap, right?
Yep.
You guys had our Ola Days holiday porter. You guys have been huge supporters of our show.
We've done multiple bars in Bremerton.
It really is.
Yeah.
Maybe the only bar making it the best bar.
We don't know
because we didn't really go anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that place is absolutely fantastic.
The
pizza is good. I know Suzanne.
Very good.
A lot of history, too. It's the second oldest bar in Bremerton.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So that's...
That's why Susie looks so old.
1840.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What's the oldest bar in Bremerton? Like the Salty Dog?
The Drift. It smells like stale beer and fresh piss. So
fresh.
It's quite the taste for connoisseurs.
So they just serve asparagus and draft beer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's real charming.
Well, it's like my buddy's Joe dad used to say, you know the difference between a bar and a tavern?
You let me know.
Tavern smells like piss.
Okay, here's a random would you rather question.
Okay.
Would you rather, hypothetically, get a stomach bug in the middle of a first date and have the runs and the bad things happen? Or would you rather have that happen on your wedding day?
First date, definitely.
First date.
Oh, yeah. You can just get another first date. But, I mean, marriages, those are like once every 3 years.
What? Okay. How many times have you been married?
Three.
Damn. You've been married three times.
Really?
Ask how many times I've been engaged.
How many times you've been engaged?
Eight.
Wait.
What are you?
What happened with each engagement?
Are you J-Lo?
I prefer to think of myself as Thanos.
Okay.
Collecting stones?
Yeah. Okay.
So the first one was abusive. I had to move him to the other side of the country.
That is fair.
My second one, like, dudes more than I did, which was impressive. Right. And then my third one, he's my favorite. He's one I have kids with. We're still friends. We went to Disneyland last year with the kids and his new wife.
So who's the fourth one?
I married three times, eight engagements.
All right. But you had eight engagements.
Yeah. Kept all the rings, too, like a dragon.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Nice job, Thanos.
So when you went to Disneyland...
What's that?
When you went to Disneyland with your ex and the kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, we took me and him and his wife took all of our kids down to Disneyland for Christmas.
Nice.
Wait.
You went with his wife... Yeah.
So this is after the fact, I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, this is after we divorced.
Okay.
He remarried.
Yeah, all right.
This was last year.
What is the worst first date that you've ever had in your life? Good or bad or just the most memorable?
Okay, the worst first date I've ever been on. It wasn't even that bad. It was just super annoying. Like, this dude drove 2 hours to take me to breakfast.
Breakfast.
I was very hungover.
Okay.
And he was still late. Somehow.
So you had a breakfast date.
We went to the garage in Bremerton. They had big Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah.
And he spent the entire time talking about politics that we very much did not agree on.
I see.
And then the rest of the time talking about his ex that had left him and got pregnant with some other dude.
All right. So that was the end of that. Garage, by the way, in Bremerton, another great book.
It's also a great bar.
It's like kind of like they got the race car thing. We got you. We got you.
All right, hand the mic back to Mike.
Hey, and thank you guys. Thank you guys for the 884 for everything you guys do for us over in Bremerton.
Yeah, for
hopefully
sure,
we get a chance to get back out there and see you guys. Okay, Mike, who's next?
Can we go a big hand?
Random would you rather question.
I was just going to call her Julie, but you go ahead if you'd like to call her that.
Big hand, you know you're the one.
Big hands and Bud Light.
What is your name?
I'm Julie.
Julie. I see you have a Janet Jackson coat on.
Bud Light Julie, not Big Hands Julie.
Okay. Big Hands Julie.
Julie. Julie.
Now remember.
What are you going to ask me though? I'm so scared.
No, we can't cuss. Remember that? Here, put on those things you can hear. Oh my God. Looks like a troll just coming out of a cave for the first time in 40 years.
Well, you know what I'd say to you if I wasn't on the
I know what
air.
You'd say to me, but that's okay.
Easy.
It's all good luck.
Save that for commercial breaks, kids.
I will. I'll save it for outside.
Okay. Are you ready? This is deep and heavy. This is scientific stuff. Julie, would you rather never have oral sex again? Or only have oral sex forever?
Ooh.
Would you rather never have oral sex again or only have oral sex forever?
Every married guy in this room's already made this decision.
And you're not wrong.
You know?
You're not wrong.
Never have it again.
Oral sex again or
only have
oral sex forever.
I will only have oral sex forever.
Okay.
Boom.
So you can get
right there with you, man.
So you don't need the other.
No.
Do you remember the best you've ever had?
Yes.
You do.
Yes, I do.
How many years do we have to go back?
Not long.
Okay. So maybe a year.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Okay. All right. And that was the best oral sex you've ever had.
Best ever.
And you're
55
years old.
I'm the 55 club.
All right.
Very good. I'm torn on this one.
I'm not. Dude,
I'm not torn at all.
Okay, all right.
You can reach orgasm through either.
Looks like your boyfriend has a busy night
ahead of him. It talks like this. The really busy tongue.
I get it.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this guy's rocking the old shirt from one of our old ones. He told me he still has the mugs. He's got on the new shirt. He's rocking a nice little watch there.
Hola.
Hola. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good.
It's good to see you again. Yeah, yeah. We're doing good. All right.
You are a happy looking son of a bitch. I'm going to tell you right now.
Come
on. Okay.
This guy's my cousin from another mother.
Hey, I was going to say you're my brother from another mother.
All right, there we go. Good to see you, brother.
Yep. Let's go with this one. Would you rather have nasty ass bad breath for the rest of your life or the worst body odor that no one can handle? Would you rather have the worst bad breath or the worst body odor?
I'm going to say worst bad breath.
Worst bad breath.
I agree.
I can always keep my mouth shut.
Aha!
At times.
Yep. Okay.
Well, the thing is, you run into people with bad breath, but you run into somebody with BO, it's going to be like, yo, that guy over there reeks.
Right.
Yep.
At least I can still be around people. I just got to keep my mouth
who
shut.
Who's the person in your life you know that's had the worst bad breath? And maybe they just don't know it.
Oh, man.
Because there's always that guy. It's normally a guy that has the worst bad breath. But they
can't say?
No.
Used to be a boss of mine.
I used to be a mover, and we had this guy that had ass breath.
Okay.
I mean, it'd knock you on your...
Yep.
Knock
penis.
You out. Knock you out.
Sure.
Gotcha.
if you're stuck in a room with him, you had to leave.
Bro, we knew a guy. A boss yeah. that was a super close talker. And it's not that his breath was bad, but he'd be literally an inch away from your face. And he would talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And it kind of got disturbing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Thrill and I worked with a guy whose breath was so bad, he didn't even have to open his mouth. You could smell it.
That's not a joke.
It came out his nose.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. He also, I think, smoked crack sometimes. So that might have had something to do with it.
He made his own crack, too.
He did. He made his own crack.
I don't know, man. I met a lot of crackheads whose breath was not as bad as his.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
it was
sorry.
It was brutal.
Yeah. Okay. I think the worst breath, that has to be with the guy that we work with.
Yes.
The worst smell was from the girl that was a swimmer, that was also an alcoholic, loved vodka, and smelled like bleach and feta cheese.
But you had sex with her.
Yes. I fought through it.
Yes. All right. You fight through a lot of things.
This is good. Oh, hello. Random. What's your name?
I'm Jill Reese, and I'm with the 884 Pub. Represent.
You are.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great.
How are we doing pouring the Ola Days Holiday Porter, the anniversary beer, the IPA? Are we doing well there as far as the drafts for the Fisher House?
I'm a big fan of the Men's Room IPA.
All right. You are.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Glad to hear it.
Okay, here's one for you, because I can tell you're not doing all right. Would you rather be caught dumpster diving for food in an alley, or asking customers outside of a restaurant if you can have their leftovers?
Ooh. You know, that's a great question.
Really?
I think I would be dumpster diving in the alley. Get caught dumpster diving.
Really?
Okay.
I think so.
Based on pride?
Because, you know what? If I needed it, I think you can't shame me for that, you know?
No, you can't.
You can't.
Even if your legs are hanging out the back.
I think so. I think that would be pretty cute, don't you think?
I do think so.
You think that's less shameful than asking somebody for their leftovers?
I think I would look pretty cute outside of a dumpster, though, don't you think?
Well, let's hanging out of a...
Sorry. Let's take attractiveness out of it first.
It'd be a good picture.
Yes. It would be. Yeah. The mind can wander, huh?
That's right. It could.
Yes. Okay. And what hopefully would you find? What would you really want to eat?
What would be the best thing you find at the bottom of that dumpster that you're diving in?
Probably a Five Guys burger.
Wow.
Oh,
you're not nice. No one's throwing away a $30 hamburger.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I know. Find pickled eggs.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Steve used to get donuts out of a dumpster back in Baltimore because
I did.
Dunkin' Donuts throw them away every night.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
they have
6
to,
a.m.
Yeah.
They throw away all their donuts. And someone told me in the last 2 years, they said, man, it is impossible to survive on donuts alone. And I said, that is bull-ass. I literally did it for 9 months to do radio, because that's what radio offers you.
And
such
look,
a well-paying job.
And look now.
And look at me now.
We're
now
right.
I buy my donuts. Well, my wife goes to the donut store and buys donuts.
By the way, have you guys tried the 20th anniversary lager yet from Black Red? That's good stuff, right?
Yeah. Get one. Load up.
That was fantastic. Men's Room IPA, another fantastic. Do yourself a favor, guys. They do serve beer to go. So before you head off for the weekend, before you go to that Sunday party, pick up a six-pack, pick up a case, do a mix and match. I highly recommend just go to the menu on the screen there, pick out 4 6-packs, take that home.
You will not go wrong, I promise you.
You will be good to go. All right, guys, let's see, coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to Men's Room Live from the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville, Washington.